Yeah, well, in terms of the media stuff, you know, Ben kind of started it himself when he's on Jim Rome show, so that was the biggest find to date in the O-line room. But, you know, I just think that we're growing, you know, as individuals and as a group, you know. I mean, Chris Cooper is now our oldest vet on the line, and, you know, some of us are able to come into our own and speak for ourselves, so to say. Some of the young guys are speaking a little too much, though. That's you guys getting on them.
I don't mean just speaking, though. I mean, has it been different? You know, when you first came here, it was Nalen.
Veteran presence
kind of there. Now it's a lot younger. What's the group dynamic like now?
Well, I mean, I still think there's a dynamic of looking up, you know, just seeing what the vets do in terms of how we approach practice and how we approach games. But I think these last preseason games have been critical for us to, you know, both come together as a unit and also for younger guys to see, you know, what preparations are necessary and also what to pay attention to when we're in our meetings, you know, because a lot of things coach talks about with situational football come up, you know, and are the reason why we win games. So that's something that, you know, maybe wasn't focused on as much when I was younger because we had more established veterans, but it's something that we've been able to experience and go through these last preseason games.
Brian, with Cooper's ankle, two rookies, and Ryan's knee, has it been nice for you after the year you had last year to just be in here and be the one guy that nobody's even really talking about because you're out there doing your job?
Yeah, it's a blessing, man. I'm just, every time I go out on the field, you know, it's just, I'm happy to be there. Considering, you know, I mean, when you're in a, you know, crutching upstairs and stuff like that, you know, and then you look on the field and you're like, man, I got to block, you know, so-and-so, and thinking about getting there from where you were, it's kind of difficult. But to be back here, I mean, I take advantage of every opportunity every day. It's just been, I'm so lucky to be back and going through training camp and stuff like that. So I'm happy for sure.
What did you see out of Clady in his couple practices back last week? And how close is he to the Clady that you remember playing with?
Yeah, I think he'll answer that, you know, in his time. But, you know, I think his desire is definitely there. You know, it's one thing we can see. And, you know, it's just good to have him, you know, on the field again, you know, because that presence, you know, is a vital, you know, has been key to our success. So it's good to see him out there.
We can see how much Kyle Orton has taken his game up a level on the field from the way he's performed. From inside there and just being around him, what else have you noticed from Kyle Orton this year versus last year?
I think he's, you know, far more competitive. You know, he's just, he's got an edge to him, you know, and I think that helps us as an offense, you know, because, you know, the stronger our, you know, quarterback, the more confident our quarterback is, you know, the more confidence we feel we have in each other. And that's been one of the things, I think, you know, through all the change and everything that's been going on, has been a great thing for us offensively to make sure that one of our key components, you know, the quarterback, is improving. And he's done a great job. Yeah, I mean, hey, I'm expecting to play four quarters, you know, so, but, you know, that's a coach's decision, and you know, it'll be good for me just to go back. You know, I'm from Minnesota, so going back to the place where I watch football, you know, I'll take every snap I can get.
You got the restaurant picked out?
I do, but I'm not, you know, you got some more expensive guys in the room with me, so if they're buying, I'll steer them the right way for sure, but. If any of you are going, there's a couple great spots. There's a place that has a hamburger that dipped peanut butter on the patty. It will change your life. It will change your life.
Where's that?
It's the Blue Door, man. Right in St. Paul. Yep. So I'm gonna try and get
milk
there
shakes.
If I can. I don't know if they have milkshakes. They do have cheese curds though, which is another life changer if you've never had them.
What's that gonna be like for you though? Going home, I imagine you have to get a lot of tickets. And
yeah, expensive. Nice. Yeah, expensive. It's expensive, but like I said, you know, the Metrodome is where I grew up watching John Randall, you know, Randall Cunningham, Chris Carter, Randy Moss, those guys, and to go back to the same field, you know, 15 years later, I mean, usually there's turnover in venues, but I think I'm catching the last couple years of the Metrodome, so it's going to be cool just to be back there and back home.
You played there before?
Yeah, for two state playoff games in high school, and then also as a Pee Wee, they had like the big game there when we were in eighth grade. So,
Brian, you're talking about, you know, what it was like before with the veteran guys, but there's been a changeover too. No Rico, no Bob.
been, was it weird at first to not have those guys around?
I mean, it's definitely, you know, it's definitely different, but I think it's one of the good, you know, things that, you know, you always talk about training camp, you know, being physical and mental, but it's also learning how to work with new people. And that's definitely something that, you know, the O-line has had to do, you know, both new people on the line and new people coaching. And I think we've come out a great unit, you know, that knows how to work together, knows how to listen to each other, and knows how to defer, you know, when that needs to be, when that needs to happen. So, you know, training camp was good for us. It was really good for us.
Is it fair to say your line is still in transition, not only because of personnel, but the zone blocking where it's all five moved as one versus this one where it's more one-on-one type?
Oh, I think we're there. You know, I think we've made a transition, and now it's just about improving on the techniques that are needed to execute what coach wants us to do. So, you know, again, that was kind of – you know, worked through training camp, and we're on the other side. And I think, you know, last night we took a step in the right direction in the run game and doing those things.
Guys, last one for run. You go against him a lot. What kind of player can Ayers be?
Who? I'm sorry?
Ayers.
Oh, Robert Ayers. Hey, he's drafted first round. You know, he's a talented player. And, you know, I think a lot of guys on defense are looking at this year as an opportunity, you know, with some of the things that have happened. So, he's definitely worked hard, and, you know, it's good for me to go against somebody who's driven like that in practice, because it just keeps things, you know, fresh and keeps things competitive. So he's been very competitive through camp, and I think it shows in the way he's been playing.